Shake Alert Early Warning System Working, Experts Say. Earthquake experts say Shake Alert, an early warning system for strong earthquakes, is already helping people prepare for catastrophic tremors, but it might take more practice for some residents. Millions of people in the Golden State have grabbed their cell phones during the 13 strong earthquakes that struck Southern California this year after hearing an alert, but many of them spent the next few seconds staring at their phones instead of taking cover, say experts. Shake Alert, rolled out in 2022 by the U.S. Geological Survey, detects ground movement when an earthquake first starts. The software works with apps and government systems serving about 50 million residents and tourists in California, Oregon, and Washington. Within a few seconds, the system works with partners to warn residents about strong incoming earthquakes and tells them to drop, cover, and hold. The latest sizable earthquake in Southern California registered as a magnitude 4.4 by the USGS and struck Highland Park, about 6 miles northeast of downtown Los Angeles. About 3.25 million alerts were delivered to cell phones in the region, according to Robert DeGroot, operations team leader for USGS Shake Alert. "It gives you a sense of the magnitude," DeGroot told the Epoch Times. "The system is constantly being improved to add precious seconds and more features to the alerts," he added. If a strong earthquake happened today, the Shake Alert system would read the ground movement in one of its three processing centers in Southern and Northern California and Seattle. In a matter of seconds, the system would send a package of data to its partner organizations, describing the location, size, and how much shaking is expected, DeGroot explained. Alerts are then sent out to warn residents and slow down trains, open firehouse doors, or close valves to protect water systems. Scientists working to improve the system have also recently added new real-time satellite sensors to detect ground shaking even more quickly, giving residents a few more seconds to prepare before they can feel it, according to the USGS. "We continue to improve the under-the-hood stuff," DeGroot said. "Anything we can do to shave off a fraction of a second is going to be helpful to us." Ultimately, though, the alert system relies on humans to make it truly effective. Education and awareness. The USGS is spending a lot of money on messaging and making sure people's interaction with the system results in saving lives. "Our goal is to improve education and training to make sure people use those alerts," DeGroot said. "It might take more practice for people to respond automatically to the earthquake warnings, instead of staring at their phones," some experts say. "Many of us know what to do during an earthquake, but when the time comes, we freeze," Adhijit Ghosh, an associate professor of geophysics at the University of California, Riverside, told the Epoch Times. "We often get into the panic mode." Southern California has had 13 tremors larger than a magnitude 4.0 already this year, a significant increase from recent years when the area averaged about 5 each year. "If you even get 10 seconds, you have time to figure out where the strongest desk or furniture is, so you can get under it and hold on to it," Ghosh said. "Other actions resulting from the Shake Alert can also save lives," he added. "Trains will be shut down, planes won't take off, and doctors will stop surgeries, for instance. You can imagine all kinds of situations where this can be really helpful and actually save lives," Ghosh said. The Los Angeles International Airport was one of the first locations to test the Shake Alert system in September 2021, giving travelers and employees a warning before quake strike. During the pilot program, operators tested the possibility of automatically shutting down the airport's fuel hydrant system to protect jet fuel from flowing during a major quake. Similar earthquake alert systems are in use in Japan, China, and Mexico. Although scientists are still far away from predicting major quakes, the early warning system is a valuable tool, Ghosh said.